Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there comes a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the board of darkness.
Great. Over there. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great visit with someone who's, in my opinion, is a hero. James Holtz Richter became a whistleblower at Northrop Grumman more than a couple of decades ago, when he saw some things that weren't right. He saw the government being overbilled for some things. He tried to do the right thing, went to his superiors, and they basically threatened him. He got a phone call from a government agent, and started explaining to them what was going on. And as a result of all that, James, thanks again for hanging out with us. James Richter's here, folks. I was going to tell you, as a result of that, he's written a book called A Just Cause, A True Story of Courage, Hope, and the Integrity of the American Dream, available wherever books are sold. It's very compelling. James, as a result of what you did as a whistleblower and others, an act has been put in place that's recovered billions of dollars from companies that try to defraud the government, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's the False Claims Act, and actually it's been around a long time. Abraham Lincoln wrote it back in the 1800s.
Is that right?
Yes, he did.
But it was kind of lying fallow before you guys got kicked into gear, wasn't it?
It certainly was. 1986
is when
it was.
We have a lot of laws on the books. You know, every time something bad happens, somebody yells, "Why don't we pass a law to fix that?" And somebody else says, "We have a law like that. We just need to enforce it," right?
That's correct. You're absolutely right, Jim.
So your situation, your journey, when you told the government about what happened, did you lose your job?
Yes, I did. I wound up being unemployed and unemployable. And those were in the days, Jim,
They fired you and you became a pariah to anybody else, right?
Well, they didn't technically fire me. They just made my life so miserable that I had to leave because of the medical conditions that were being set up in my body. Right. I wound up in the hospital with an anxiety attack, with the McDeheart attack.
And when did they know that you were talking to the government?
It was about in May of 1989, they called me in, and this was about 2 weeks after the assistant U.S. attorney called me at my desk in a top-secret facility and asked me to wear a wire in the next attrition committee meeting. It blew my cover, is what it did, because I was undercover for a year and a half.
Right. Wow. So how long did it take you, how many years did you really kind of live in limbo, unemployed, unemployable, until you actually got some kind of redress?
It was from 1989 until 2005. We wound up in a homeless shelter.
What did you do during that period?
Whatever would put food on the table. I cleaned toilets, and I would think, this is another loaf of bread, or this is another gallon of milk. Children.
All because you had the courage to speak out about what... Folks, this is why I'm... This is when I call James Holtz Richter a hero and an American hero. This is why I said that. And Jim, I really feel that way, and I'm proud of you. We need more people to stand up and do the right thing about that. So in 2005, you got the lawsuit was settled, but you also went back to law school, didn't you?
Well, I went back to school. Yes, I did, to get a degree in law and paralegal studies, so I could assist attorneys in prosecuting these cases against those who steal taxpayers' money under the False Claims Act.
Right. And have you been successful at that?
Yes, we have. We've several cases against pharmaceutical companies. One settled for $2.2 billion. Another for $3.1 billion. Another for $1.1 billion of recovered money to the taxpayers' fisc. And it just seems that there's a never-ending stream of this sort of activity that goes on. But there's this affiliation of attorneys who came together and banded together. There's about 600 of them around the country, and they work together to bring these cases. And also, they're very familiar with the whistleblower protections that are afforded under the federal laws.
What do you say to anybody else? What would you say to anybody else right now who might be listening, who works for a government contractor, who is seeing something? Would you tell them to go down the path that you went down?
Well, that's an individual decision each person has to make, Jim. But I wouldn't put them in touch.
Would you do it again?
Knowing what I know now, in some senses, when is it ever wrong to do the right thing?
Right.
But remember, a lot of times these things take on a life of their own, and you're just trying to make the next best decision. And I'm not dodging your question there, because it depends. Because my family suffered immensely. How do you give your children back a stolen childhood? This went on for 17 years.
Right.
And I would be rather selfish if I subjected them to that for, you know,
if you were alone, if you were a bachelor, had no kids, you'd probably do it again. But knowing what you know now with the family, it might be a different story, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. You're right.
And who would blame you? But you did, and you followed through on it, and the world is a better place. James, we've got $17 trillion in debt, this country. That's the same as our GDP. That's what we sell every year. We've got to find a way to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse in government. And in my opinion, the only way to do that is to make it smaller. We've got to make it a lot smaller. And James is going to hang out with us another segment. I want to ask him about how do we go from being a whistleblower, how does someone go from being a whistleblower to a traitor, as in the case of Mr. Snowden and the NSA scandal. He's going to help us with that after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasick. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.